KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy, 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. State officials say five deer at a breeding center in southwest Iowa have tested positive for chronic wasting disease, prompting the facility to be quarantined. Three of the deer at the center in Pottawatomie County and a deer at a hunting preserve in Davis County that tested positive in July were traced to a breeding facility in Cerro Gordo County. The Davis County deer was the first case of the neurological disease verified in Iowa. Officials say 14 other deer at the facility in Cerro Gordo County were tested with one positive result, and that facility is also under quarantine. Iowa will increase testing of wild deer in Davis County during the hunting season this fall. There's no evidence that the disease can spread to humans, pets, or domestic livestock. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. Here at Lindemann Tractor, we've got a great selection of New Holland CR combines. We have five machines that are basically 2008 or newer. So if a person's thinking about moving up to the new style CR combine with a self-leveling shoe, give us a call. In addition to that, we've got a selection of New Holland TR combines, TRN 97s, 98s, and 99s, and a couple older machines in the TR 86s. So we've got a great selection for any size farmer, whether you're thinking about putting on a second machine or moving up to a larger late model used machine. We also have a 9510 John Deere and a 2188 Case IH combine. Also, New Holland has got 30 months 0% financing with qualified credit. We've got a great selection, excellent finance program, so give us a call here at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in southwest Iowa.
A former teacher for the Oneida Community School District Tuesday morning entered a voluntary plea of guilty to two counts of sexual exploitation of a minor by a school employee, counselor, or therapist with the intent to arouse. 65-year-old William Glenn Foulkes appeared in Cass County District Court in Atlantic along with his attorney F. Montgomery Brown. Brown told 4th District Court Judge Richard H. Davidson that he and Cass County Prosecutor Dan Feisner had reached an agreement in Foulkes' case which stipulates that Foulkes would plead guilty to two counts, or counts two and three, that is, of sexual exploitation by a school employee in exchange for a felony charge of sexual exploitation and the remaining aggravated misdemeanor counts of 4 through 50 being dropped at Foulkes' cost. Foulkes admitted to kissing a juvenile female on numerous occasions while teaching the student in a math program from August 2009 until November 11, 2010. He resigned from his teaching position in November of 2010. He agreed to waive his pre-sentence investigation, and sentencing was set for October 1st. Foulkes will remain free on $50,000 bond pending his sentencing date. As part of his pending sentence, he'll be required to complete a sex offender treatment program at a residential correctional facility, pay restitution to the state and victim, and have no contact with the victim. He'll also likely be required to serve two-year terms of supervised probation for the combined counts, with the time to be served consecutively or back-to-back. Foulkes had faced a maximum of 103 years in prison and fines of more than $300,000. He'll be required to pay fines for each count ranging from $625 to $6,250, plus court costs and surcharges. Foulkes will also have to register as a sex offender once he's sentenced. A man who lived in Harlan in 1998 has been charged in Pottawatomie County with three counts of third-degree sexual assault in connection with a case that dates back 14 years. 68-year-old Bobby Irvin Smith, a former youth coordinator, was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. According to Omaha television station KETV, the alleged victim, who was 12 years old at the time, said that Smith was his youth coordinator at First Baptist Church. The victim claimed that Smith assaulted him during a fishing trip. Smith and his family moved to Missouri in 2008. He's due in court in November and, if convicted on all the charges, faces 30 years in prison. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman last night for alleged illegal possession of prescription drugs. 33-year-old Becky Jo Hegarty of Red Oak was arrested just before 11 p.m. on a charge of unlawful possession of a prescription medication. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. A northwest Iowa man was arrested Monday in Atlantic on assault charges. According to the Atlantic Police Department, 38-year-old Timothy Russell of Cherokee was arrested for public intoxication and assault with willful injury. According to the police department, Russell was asked to leave an Atlantic residence and later returned to that same residence with a hammer and a sharp object and allegedly assaulted one of the residents with the sharp object. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Tuesday morning after appearing before a magistrate. The incident remains under investigation. Police in Clarinda say that Their officers responded to a report of a vicious dog running loose in the 400 block of East Garfield Street early Sunday afternoon. And when they arrived, the dog, which was described as being a brown pit bull, repeatedly charged at the officers, one of whom fired his service weapon at the animal, killing it. The incident remains under investigation. The Clarinda PD is also investigating a couple of recent incidents of theft. They said on Monday a resident on West Logan Street reported a Craftsman air compressor valued at $200 was taken from outside the home during the late evening hours of Saturday or early Sunday morning. That same day, another resident reported the theft of a 5-gallon gasoline container from outside of her home. The theft occurred during the same time frame that the compressor was stolen. Both incidents remain under investigation. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Here at Lindeman Tractor, we've got a great selection of New Holland CR combines. We have five machines that are basically 2008 or newer. So if a person's thinking about moving up to the new style CR combine with a self-leveling shoe, give us a call. In addition to that, we've got a selection of New Holland TR combines, TR97s, 98s, and 99s, and a couple older machines in the TR86s. So we've got a great selection for any size farmer, whether you're thinking about putting on a second machine or moving up to a larger late model used machine. We also have a 9510 John Deere and a 2188 Case IH combine. Also, New Holland has got 30 months 0% financing with qualified credit. We've got a great selection, excellent finance program, so give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Southwest Iowa.
In the funeral announcements, Betty Dawson, age 78 of Guthrie Center, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Betty Dawson will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marilyn Young, age 73 of Avoca and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Graveside services for Marilyn Young will be today at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Peter Weissman, age 81 of Guthrie Center, died last Wednesday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Peter Weissman will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Fred C. Kessler, age 89 of Panora, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Fred Kessler will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Donna Gaffney, age 57 of Manning, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Donna Gaffney will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gary Rip Van Winkle, age 77 of Panora, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Gary Van Winkle will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Harold C. Scott, age 96 of Fort Myers, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died July 22nd. Memorial graveside services for Harold Scott will be Friday at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Joyce Ann Holtus Beato, age 79 of Earlham, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joyce Beato will be held Friday at 1 o'clock at the Valley Evangelical Free Church in West Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Tony Dvorak, age 78 of Messina, died Monday at Allegiant Creighton Health in Omaha. A memorial mass for Tony Dvorak will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And Barbara Witt, age 82 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. No services are planned for Barbara Witt. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.